Welcome, Chiefs fans, to the Arrowhead Fanatic Podcast. I'm your host, Jason Thomas, and I'm here to talk the Chiefs home opener against the San Francisco 49ers. I'm going to start today's show by talking about the 49ers defense and how they're going to play the Chiefs and how the Chiefs can attack that defense. I find this week is pretty interesting to me. San Francisco plays a cover three, which basically just means that in their 4-3 scheme, that their corners bail out at the snap and they get back and play a deep zone. And then the free safety stays deep in the middle of the field. So they have three defenders deep at all times. And then their strong safety will come down and cover one flat. And then the weak side linebacker on the other side will cover the other flat. That then leaves your middle linebacker and your other outside linebacker to have a zone in the middle of the field. Some teams do keep their safety back and let their weak side linebackers play both flats, but it's just kind of a preference for the team. There are some ways to attack this. I mean, I don't honestly think there's any form of coverage out there that can stop this Chiefs team. But the easiest way to attack a cover three is the short passing game, because the corners are bailing out so fast to get back to their deep zone that they're susceptible to short passes. So I'm expecting to see some quick passes to Tyreek Hill and Sammy Watkins and maybe even Travis Kelce. And what's so exciting about that to me is that any short pass, these guys can take it to the house. That's what makes our receivers so special, is if they can make the first guy miss, there's a chance it's a big play just as much as a 50-yard bomb. Another way to attack this defense is to get over the middle. Kind of similar to what the Chiefs did to Pittsburgh when Mahomes dropped the pass over the linebacker, but in front of the safety, perfectly to Kelce, and he caught it deep. I believe that was his 31-yard gain. It's similar to that, where the Niners linebackers will be playing in a zone, but if they don't get their butts back, Kelce is fast enough to get behind them. And if that safety is having to keep his eyes on Watkins or Hill, there will be a window there. And it's possible there's a window there enough that Kelce busts a really long play if Mahomes can hit them in stride. And then there are a couple other weaknesses to the cover three. The corners in the cover three generally try to play closer to the boundaries to push the wide receivers out towards the free safety. So if the free safety is worrying about Kelce and sneaking in, you can still get past him over the top. Now, that's not a common way to attack this defense, but if Kelce can make some noise, Watkins and Hill both have the speed to get past the free safety. And I know Richard Sherman is on the 49ers, but if he thinks he can keep up with Tyreek Hill, and the Niners believe that, they are in for a miserable day because he has no chance. I think Richard Sherman is a good player. He's athletically talented. But the same thing with Marcus Peters. He's a very gifted athlete, but they're not the fastest guys in the world. So if you get them in a track meet, they're in trouble. The reason I bring up Marcus Peters and Richard Sherman in the same sentence is I feel like quarterbacks treat them very similarly, where a lot of quarterbacks don't go after them at all. And then some quarterbacks will almost single them out to go after them. And I feel like Mahomes is going to be a guy that can pick on a Marcus Peters or a Richard Sherman type of quarterback or cornerback. Sorry, excuse me. Just because those guys are so confident in their own ability to bait a quarterback, but they're just not used to the velocity on the football that a guy like Mahomes has. He gets the ball to the receiver so much faster than the average quarterback, than even the above average quarterback. that you can't give a window. And neither one of those guys are sticky coverage guys. So I think Richard Sherman could actually be victimized in this game, at least on a couple big plays. I do expect the Chiefs' passing offense to do just fine against this 49ers team. The 49ers do get a lot of pressure. I was looking on the next-gen Statcast, and in the first two games, they had four defenders in each game that got above-average pressure. But last week, the Steelers, all four of their pass rushers that were listed all had above-average pressure, and I didn't really even notice. Mahomes made such smart decisions, quick decisions, got rid of the ball so fast that it wasn't an issue. And I think if the Niners' plan is to get pressure on Mahomes, that's going to be another area where they're going to be surprised at how easily the Chiefs beat it. I do think that the Chiefs' running backs are going to be in for their biggest day of the season so far, partly because of the 49ers' defense, but in larger part because I think the Chiefs' defense is going to show up in this game. And the 49ers offense is a little lacking. And I don't believe the Chiefs are going to be forced to score like they have been. And I think they're going to run the ball more. So I think Kareem Hunt's going to be involved in this game. And I wouldn't doubt if Spencer Ware is a little more involved in this game than he has been so far this season. Especially, you know, in the second half. Because I think at home in this opener, Mahomes and Reed are going to come out like gangbusters, and they're going to put up points just like they have the last two games, and they're going to get out to a lead. But this time at home, the Chiefs are going to have the crowd behind them. They're going to play amped up, and they're going to make some plays. They're going to get, you know, two or three sacks. They're going to get a couple turnovers, and it's just going to be a little quieter game for the San Francisco offense than it has been for the past two teams. Another reason I think the running game could go off is that the Niners haven't really been that good against the run this year. I know that they're getting Reuben Foster, who had been their middle linebacker and is moving to outside linebacker this season, back. And he should help solidify the run game some. But they've given up over 200 yards on the season, over 100 yards a game average so far. And their passing defense hasn't been any better. They've given up over 560 yards passing and five touchdowns. And yes, they played two good offenses in the Vikings and the Lions, but nothing like they're going to see Sunday against the Chiefs. Before moving straight into the Chiefs defense and the 49ers offense, I will say that the 49ers have a very reliable field goal kicker in Robbie Gould. He's 6-for-6 on the season. Yeah, he doesn't rattle very easy. He's a longtime vet. And last week, rookie DJ Reed, he's a young corner. He had a 90-yard kickoff return. It didn't go for a touchdown, but it still went 90 yards. The Chiefs have great coverage teams. But it's very important that, you know, the Chiefs don't give up any extra points. The 49ers offense seems sound, but it doesn't scare you when you look at it on paper. They use kind of a two-headed monster at running back. They lost their starting running back, Jerick McKinnon, in the preseason. So they're using Alfred Morris and Matt Breedia, I'm sure I butchered that name, as their starting running backs. I've heard a lot of talk on Twitter because the Matt B, as I'll call him, they've kind of nicknamed him Cheetah in San Francisco. And of course, you know where that rubs Chiefs fans wrong, because we have the one and only Cheetah in Tyreek Hill. And I've been going back and forth a little bit with a couple people on Twitter this week. And I just posted how Tyreek Hill has, you know, the top speed next-gen stat this year at almost 22 miles an hour. And Matt B, on the other hand, His fastest speed recorded so far was just a little over 20 miles an hour. So a very big difference between the two of them. And the 49ers fan kind of made a point back at me that Matt B is leading the NFL in rushing. And my answer to him was, you know, I wasn't arguing that he had a lot of yards. I'm just saying that he picked up those yards a lot slower than Tyreek Hill would have. Which you can imagine how happy that made him. But anyway, they are two good, solid running backs. Neither one will terrify you out of the backfield receiving. Matt B is the better receiver, but it's not something that he's shown just a ton of so far in his career, but he is the one that you'd have to worry about more. He has busted off two runs of 20 or more yards last week. He had a 20-yarder and a 66-yarder. The Chiefs definitely need to keep that in check. I do think, though, that the Chiefs are going to get ahead so fast in this game that the running game from San Francisco will just kind of be kind of an afterthought, that they'll go ahead and run the ball a little bit because they're going to have to, because I'm going to talk about the receivers in a minute, and it's not that pretty. But it's not going to be a focus of their offense. As far as their passing game goes for Sunday, which should be very valuable in keeping them in this Chiefs game, it really hasn't clicked for them yet. In week one, they played a really good defense in the Vikings, and Jimmy Garoppolo had a fantastic game as far as yardage passing, but he threw three touchdowns and three picks in that game. And then the next week at home against the Lions, they did beat the Lions, but they outrushed their passing yards. I believe they had something like 180 or 190 rushing yards, and they only threw for 156 in that game. One thing the Niners do have going in their favor this week is I believe Marquise Goodwin will be back for the 49ers, and he's definitely their deep threat. He averaged over 17 yards a catch last year, and he's somebody that the Chiefs will definitely have to worry about if he's on the field. So far, the 49ers' two best receivers, their most targeted receivers, are George Kittle, the tight end, and Pierre Garçon, the wide receiver, who I didn't even realize was still playing. He's 32 years old. He still looks good, but he doesn't have any speed. And both of these guys, I was looking at their targets over the first couple weeks, and both of their targets are basically exclusively over the middle. Neither one of them spread out very much. So as long as you can keep that zone in the middle of the field tight, they shouldn't really be that much of an issue. Garçon doesn't have much run after the catch ability anymore. Kittle did break a few runs against the Vikings, so that's something to watch for, especially after Jesse James tore us up last week, and Kittle is a much better player. The other 49ers receiver that we might have to worry about, his first name is escaping me, but he's a rookie by the last name of Pettis. I happened to watch a little bit of the Vikings game the first week, and he made just an incredible catch. Garoppolo threw one to the back left corner of the end zone, and he went out, made a circus catch, got his feet down. So he's definitely somebody that can beat you deep. And if they have Goodwin and Pettis running routes, it's going to test the Chiefs' corners deep. And that's one thing the Chiefs have been really good at so far, is making teams work. Yeah, the Chargers and Steelers scored a lot of points against the Chiefs, but man, they had to work for them. None of them were really quick strike touchdowns. They had to kind of matriculate the ball down the field, as Hank Stram used to say. I just see the Chiefs crowd making this game incredibly tough on Garoppolo and the 49ers offense. I think the defensive linemen and outside linebackers are going to be pumped. I think Sutton's going to call a few more blitzes than he normally would early in the game. and the Chiefs are going to jump on them. And really, the Chiefs defense has done well in the first quarter of the first two games. They've only allowed 6 points. Similarly, in the third quarter, they've only allowed 7. It's been the second quarter and the fourth quarter that has just really burned them. Coincidentally, those are also the two quarters that the Chiefs offense has stalled out in both of these games. So part of me is thinking that if the Chiefs offense will just keep rolling, even if they're not necessarily scoring points with those drives, but if they can just have kind of sustain their drives, even when they don't score, it would really help the defense a lot. I have the Kansas City Chiefs winning this game 35-24. I have it a little bit lower scoring just because part of me feels like the 49ers offense isn't really going to push the Chiefs to score the ball. Part of me really hopes that they do. Part of me hopes that the Niners come out clicking on offense and they push the Chiefs to score. They make Andy Reid be aggressive and they let Mahomes throw 35 times in a game, because he's only attempted 27 passes in the first game and 28 passes in the second. It's not like the Chiefs have actually been slinging the ball that much. They've just been so incredibly efficient that it feels like they've been doing a lot more than they really have. And I can't wait for that week that a team comes out and tries to step on the Chiefs' throat in Mahomes, and that offense has to answer. And I think they will. I just don't think this is going to be the week that that happens. As far as the daily fantasy picks go, I'm still going to play Mahomes like in every contest I have this weekend until somebody can stop him or his price goes through the roof on DraftKings. I'm going to play him. He's only, I believe, $7,000 or maybe $7,100 this week, which if he plays anywhere near he has the last couple of weeks, he'll more than cover that. This is also a week I would play Kareem Hunt, at least in some of my games, because I think this is a week where he could possibly have a couple touchdowns, maybe 100 yards. It's always a little bit more worrisome with him because Ware could take a bigger workload if the Chiefs do get out to a lead. So there is some problems there, but I'd at least sprinkle him in a little bit if it was me. As far as the receivers go, I wouldn't fault anybody for playing Tyreek Hill, but I'm staying away from him. Mostly in this week, just because his price is through the roof. And the Falcons and Saints also play in the noon game Sunday, and I think there's some pretty good value in those games. Sammy Watkins is still dirt cheap on DraftKings at $5,100. And Travis Kelce, his price has risen, but I just can't imagine a home opener where he doesn't get a touchdown and some good yardage, and he's still much cheaper than Hill, so I wouldn't fault anybody for playing him either. But my for sure plays are Mahomes and Watkins in most of my contests. My surprise pick, kind of like week one, is the Chiefs defense. They only cost $2,300, and yes, they're going to give up points to any team they play, but I think this week they could get turnovers, and in fantasy, turnovers get you points. So they can definitely outscore their $2,300 price. As far as the Niners go, Alfred Morris is dirt cheap, but I don't believe I would play him this week. I just can't see a scenario where the Niners have to run very much. Probably I would go with their tight end, George Kittle. I could see him having a good day. Like I said earlier, he's kind of been their most targeted guy. He's their most targeted guy in the red zone. And, of course, we've seen how we kind of have some trouble covering tight ends right now, at least as long as Eric Berry is out with injury. So I could see him having a very good day. He is a little bit higher priced, kind of mid-range for a tight end, but he's much cheaper than Kelce. I will probably either have him or Kelce going in every contest that I play. And then Marquise Goodwin, if he plays Sunday, I have to think that he does some damage. He's just so quick. He's kind of almost a poor man's Tyreek Hill. He's not quite as athletic. He's not quite as fast. But he's very similar size, 5'9", 180, a track star speed guy that has kind of learned to run routes after making it in the NFL for a few years. So, and we've seen the Chiefs secondary. They give up some yardage. The 49ers are going to have to get some touchdowns somewhere. So I could definitely see it being him. As far as Garcon goes, I could see him getting a lot of catches, but I just don't see much yardage. Now, maybe he catches a couple touchdowns, and Kittle and Pettis and Goodwin don't. So I will probably go ahead and sprinkle him in to a couple of my games, but I feel like Goodwin is the safer bet in this one. Well, that's all I've got this week, guys. I hope you guys enjoy the podcast, and I will see you next week. Go Chiefs!